Well, thank you all for joining me. I'm just going to share a little bit of my introduction. Some of you, obviously, and, you know, I don't know, everyone, I almost heard my story, and I'll just recap. You know, I've known about God, you know, almost my whole life. My earliest memories include going to church, knowing about Jesus, and hearing the great stories. And I loved God as a kid. And at the same time, I must say, and it's no shock to anyone in this call, but my dad at the time, back then, didn't know Jesus. I think he knows him now, but at the time, we weren't taught how to be disciples. We weren't taught about devotions and going to him in prayer. So we lived a life where we would, go to church on Sundays, and then throughout the week, you know, nothing about God would happen in our lives. So as a kid, you know, as much as I wanted to please God, I don't think I knew, I didn't have a clue how to please Him. I didn't have a clue how to love God, much less. So throughout my life, I've had times where I was hot, on fire for God, and then I've had times where I was very cold for God. And it was in 2006, the last week of the year, that God put this nudge, He nudged me. You know how the Holy Spirit just nudges you in a certain direction, and that was to read through the Word, something I've never done before. And I took that seriously, and I was like the first step for obedience, almost the first step. There's other times where I started at a Bible study, but anyway, I got that idea, and then I thought I'd share that with my close friends, and I got to my brother Jeff, and I said, Jeff, I said, I got this idea to read through the Bible. And he said, why don't I join you? And I was like, wow, are you kidding me? You're going to join me through this task? And he was serious. So we both started out with a plan to read through the Old Testament. And it wasn't just about reading. In my heart, something was changing. Something was churning inside me. And I think it was that desire, that desire that we've all had to come closer to God. So along with reading, I started praying, you know, Lord, reveal yourself to me. I want to know you more. And that's really, you know, I think a real catalyst in me is the idea to read, and coupled with that came the prayer. And the prayer just kind of, you know, met someone that was very dear to me for many years. His name's Lee, and he's gone to be with the Lord in January. But he became my spiritual father. And one of the significant conversations that Lee and I first had, he knew that I was starting the Bible for the first time to read through the whole thing. And I said to him, Lee, I said, so how long have you served, you know, how long have you been a Christian or whatever? And he said, for 30 years. Since he was 40, he said he was seriously committed to God. I said, so how many times did you get through the Word? And he told me, he said, oh, about 30. So he's been reading the Word every year since he got serious about God. He wasn't necessarily doing a systematic reading, but he would go throughout the Word every year. And so that told me that just because I read the Word this year, I'm done. Doesn't mean I can go on to other reading necessarily, but that really sparked this really interest in me to just keep on reading. So by the time I was done in 2007, I was a changed individual. As you all can relate to your spiritual journeys, that reading, the prayer, and the fellowship, those three elements in my life changed me. I was transformed. To me, that was textbook discipleship. Meeting with Lee on a regular basis, I met with him like every week. I continued to read. I continued to pray. And I called my brother. My brother was in Pennsylvania. I was in Riverside, California. So then every time my brother and I talked, we talk about what we were reading. We talk about Abraham. Then we talk about Moses. Then we talk about David, you know, how it just works out. And it became an ongoing study. Our relationship grew richer. And I'm so blessed that I can have this kind of a relationship with my brother, who's 4 years older than me. And we've always been kind of close, distant at times, but, you know, we've never hated each other. There's, you know, hasn't been any of that. But that I can maintain this relationship with my brother It's an unbelievable blessing. Every time we call, we talk about our lives, and we talk a little bit about Scripture. We talk about creation, evolution, these things we have in common that have bolstered our faith, and we have a rich relationship. And I want that for everybody. As a result of this year, I thought to myself, well, what can I do to help others experience to help others enjoy the passion that I have for not just reading, but serving God? So that's where the BibleTeam.com got started. That's where this idea was birthed. And then the conference calls that we have on a weekly basis came into play because I wanted to provide a forum for people to join in a conversation and talk about the Word. What I'm disappointed with our current church culture today is that I find very few people that truly enjoy discussing the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Very few Christians that we talk to. They say they're a Christian, and they might be a Christian. For all I know, they might be. But when you get around to saying, you know, I was reading in, you know, 1 Samuel today, I read about this, and I was just excited about that. You know, if they're not in the Word, they might just give you a blank stare. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? What I want to do is encourage people to have rich relationships in the Lord, not just superficial. You know, when you go to church, you talk about, you know, the big football game that day. And, there's a lot of people going to church that are just going just because it's a good idea to go, maybe because their wife took them. But I'm talking about, you know, getting those people that really do want to please Jesus, really do want to live their life for Christ and love God. So if they're not modeled that, the idea of discipleship, then they're not going to get it. It's not going to hit home with them. So that's a little bit about me. That's why that's why you're all here today. Because every year, this time of year, I get to thinking, what can I do to inspire people to get in the Word? What can I do to encourage others to read and engage in these kind of fellowship meetings?